This is a simple game. You throw the ball, you hit the ball, you catch the ball. You got it.
Now, the show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. This is Boston's most listened to nightly baseball show, The Baseball Reporter with Tony Maz.
Brought to you by Jordan's Furniture, Aruba Tourism Authority, NY World Class Mart, the New England Regional Council of Carpenters, Hammer and Aruba All Inclusive Resort, Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC and Electric, JetBlue, Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores, Advanced Auto Parts, Brennan Smoke Shop, U.S. Marker Board, Boston Volkswagen, Gravely Zero Turn Lawnmowers, Foxwoods Resort Casino, Jackson Lumber, and Mass General Cancer Center.
On Boston's home for sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know, we're so quick to go down there and get his opinion because you know, he can do this blindfolded. So, you know, he checked it out and we were, you know, got some better news, obviously not great news, but about as good as news we could get. So, you know, we rest, I think, in 4 to 6 weeks, get on the throwing program and get back to it.
Okay, that's Chris Sale. Obviously, over at Fenway Park just a short time ago, Red Sox getting ready for a mini two-game series with the Philadelphia Phillies over at Fenway Park. Still six back in the wild card. They have won five in a row. They took three straight from the Orioles over the weekend. They were off last night. But the big story with the Red Sox, as you know, Chris Sale, who has an elbow issue, was sent to Dr. James Andrews over the weekend. Or was that yesterday he went to Andrews?
Yesterday.
Okay, so like, boy, my days are all running together again. I've been off for a number of days here. So Sale went and saw Andrews. Andrews recommended rest, a PRP injection, which is platelet-rich plasma. For those of you who don't know, these became very trendy a number of years ago to speed up or aid in the healing process of the elbow. And then in 6 weeks, Sale said 4 to 6. The initial report said 6 weeks. Sale will be reevaluated. There we are. Okay, there we are. That's the latest on Chris Sale. We're going to play you his comments over at Fenway Park throughout the course of the show because he said a number of different things, some of which I thought were more revealing than others. But let me begin here. The idea that this is somehow good news, that Chris Sale has avoided surgery, is one of the great non-stories in Boston that I can remember in recent weeks or months. Okay, really, non-story. This idea that Sale is avoiding surgery, because when this statement was issued by the Red Sox yesterday, they conveniently left out two words. For now. No surgery for now. That could all change. Because when the inflammation does subside and Sale does start a throwing program again, and you heard him say that right here, there is no way to know how that elbow is going to react, and he might be facing Tommy John surgery anyway. So if he had it now or if he had it a month and a half from now or 2 months from now, the bottom line is next year's gone. Okay, so it doesn't hurt them to wait an additional 6 weeks. And could he avoid surgery and could that potentially be a good thing? Sure, but then you're pitching with a compromised elbow. And you tell me, is Masahiro Tanaka the same guy now that he was before he had the elbow injury? Because he didn't have surgery. He's not the same guy. But honestly, all of that, whether you have Sale, you don't have Sale, really to me is almost a secondary topic. The real story here is that stupid contract that the Red Sox gave him at the beginning of the season in spring training. Stupid, stupid, stupid. And I was thinking about this morning. When you look at the stupid deals the Red Sox have signed in their history, and boy, they've had a bunch. Any team with money has had a bunch. Okay, so this isn't exclusive to the Red Sox. But all the bad deals that they've signed, oh man, this one might be at the top of the list. It really might be. Some of the others, Carl Crawford, 7 years, $140 million. At least Crawford was a positional player, and you could say he was coming from outside the organization. Like, there was a chance that Carl Crawford was going to fail. He failed more miserably than anyone anticipated, but at least he was an unknown. You had to give him the money to bring him in. Same for David Price. Same for Pablo Sandoval. Hell, the same for Hanley Ramirez. All of those guys. You brought him in from outside the organization. So you had to pay him a certain amount of money to get here. In the case of Sale, they had him here. They knew he was hurt. This is the part I can't get past. They had him here. He effectively missed the whole second half of the season with a shoulder injury. and they decided to give him $145 million before he threw a meaningful pitch? I mean, what a mistake. And it's not revisionist history. So you want to tell me, well, what did you say back in the spring? You know what I said in the spring? The same thing Murray said. Murray, what did you say in the spring?
I don't know why they had to give it to him now. I mean, that's what I said. That's what I said then. I mean, I understood it, but I didn't like it. What was the problem in waiting? Considering how he had broke down the last couple of years and just his physical makeup, why would you give him that contract extension in February?
I mean, so think of it. When you really weigh it out and you think it out, what was the potential risk for them? If they sign him early and he has an injury, he can't pitch. If they don't sign him early and he goes to free agency, he's not pitching for you anyway.
Yeah, worst case scenario at that time, he freaks out and cuts up a couple of jerseys and you're out a few hundred bucks.
I mean, so look, I just think they made a massive mistake. Massive. I can't emphasize how big a mistake I think this is. On the list of all-time stupid things the Red Sox have done, boy, this one's near the top. It really is. They had him in-house. In-house. He missed half the year with a shoulder injury. And they were planning to back him off at the beginning of the year anyway. So before he throws a meaningful pitch, they're already acknowledging he can't make it through the season if we push him from the very beginning. They knew all of that and they gave him 5 years and $145 million when they could have waited? Stupid. Really. I mean, colossally stupid. And don't do as some callers did earlier in the day and confuse this with the trade for sale. Acquiring him by trade? I'm not second-guessing that one. That worked. He helped you win a World Series. In fact, I'm not second-guessing the David Price signing. The David Price signing, on the whole, has worked. It was worth it. You had to pay. One of the advantages you have over small market teams is the ability to spend. I'm not questioning that. What I am questioning is giving a five-year extension to a guy who missed half a year with a shoulder and was a time bomb. He was a time bomb. That elbow was waiting to pop. So we'll see what happens. But you tell me, do you really think he's going to avoid surgery? Because I think this whole thing, I think this is a complete sham. And you know what? Here's what proves it for me. Jimmy, if we could play the exchange that we pulled earlier, this is both Sean McAdam and Dan Shaughnessy of Sean of Boston Sports Journal, Shaughnessy of the Globe, asking Sale whether he is convinced that his elbow and his elbow ligament is intact. This is the exchange. He was asked point blank, are you confident that your elbow is intact? Okay, we're going to play the whole exchange for you. Here you go.
Were you given any assurance that there's no damage to the UCL?
Yeah, so there were, like I said, there was inflammation. We got around the PRP. Never done that before, so that was kind of an interesting process too. Like I said, we got a few dead days here for the next couple days, and then get back on some shoulder strengthening, some forearm strengthening, and start getting ready for a throwing program.
You can say with certainty that there's no tear in there?
Yeah, like I said, we had some inflammation. Got around the PRP, and we roll.
So now, look, I admit, I'm a jerk. Okay, I'm a jerk. And so I don't listen to the answer to the question as much as I listen to the way the guy answers it. And that speaks to tone, and that also speaks to, is he saying the same thing over and over again, or am I getting a rehearsed response, or am I getting a candid response, an honest, heartfelt response?
Maz, he purposely never mentions the word tear. He just basically repeats everything he's been saying about the PRP injection.
So this is what struck me about that exchange, Murray, is that McAdam says, have you been, Jimmy, if we could just play the beginning again, and I know I'm throwing this at you here, but McAdam says to him, have you been given any assurance that the ligament is intact? Have you been given any assurance?
Were you given any assurance that there's no damage to the UCL?
Yeah, so there were, like I said, there's inflammation.
Okay, stop there. Now, if you could just, Jimmy, jump ahead, and when you get to Shaughnessy, let me know. So immediately says, yeah.
You can say with certainty.
So I'm sorry, Jimmy. So he says, yeah. And then, as Murray pointed out, immediately goes into that, oh, no, we had inflammation, and goes right back to the script, right? Now the Shaughnessy exchange.
Program.
You can say with certainty that there's no tear in there?
Yeah, like I said, we had some inflammation. Got around the PRP, and we roll.
Okay. So, like, here's what happened. They sat down with Sale, and they said, here's what you're going to say. You're going to say that you went down there, you got the injection, and that Now we're going to wait and see, and then we're going to start the throwing program. That's what you're going to say. You know why? Because you're not going to tell anybody you have a partial tear in there. We're not going to tell anyone that. So now Sale said, yeah, but then went right on to the next thing. Are you sure your ligament is intact? Yeah. Are they giving you assurances? Yeah. Like I said, we had inflammation. And so you tell me, if you were the kind of guy who you went to see, you had an elbow issue and you went to see the doctor and he said to you, your elbow ligament's intact. There's no tear there. All you have is inflammation. Wouldn't you come out and say, well, if there's no tear, then surgery's definitely out. Why would I need surgery for inflammation? What, tendonitis? Like if I have tendonitis, I need surgery? I haven't heard the word tendonitis come out of there. Because you know what the likelihood is with this? That Sale has a partial tear of his ligament. And what Andrews is now trying to determine is, does he have enough of his ligament intact to be able to throw again? Some guys do, some guys don't. Some guys can succeed with it, others can't. Masahiro Tanaka did not have surgery. He's pitched since. Hasn't been the same guy, but he has pitched since. He didn't want to miss any time. Now, we can debate what the better route is. Maybe Sale should have the surgery, miss all of next year, and then in the last 4 years, they get a guy closer to the Sale that they signed, unfortunately, because they made the stupid decision to give him a contract earlier than they had to. If it were me, I'd go the surgery route. Because if this guy's arm doesn't come back the whole way and he's pitching 92, he's porked and they're porked. I'm not paying $30 million a year, 29 per, for a guy who can't pitch at a super high level. Sorry. And that's what I fear is going to happen if he doesn't have the surgery. But just note what they're not telling you. The release never said surgery has been eliminated. It just said what the plan is for the next 6 weeks, and then they'll reevaluate. That's what the release said. So you're asking me my opinion? Sale has a partial tear. He went down and Andrews told him, look, we're going to let the thing calm down. We'll give you an injection. Then you'll start throwing and we'll see how it goes. And then if it flares up again, you'll have the surgery and you'll pitch in 2021. Because it doesn't hurt us to wait. We're in the middle of August. If this thing had happened at the end of the year, you'd be back for 2021 anyway. So let's give it a little time and maybe we get lucky. Those are the odds they're playing. You tell me, how do you feel about it? 617-779-0985. We'll take your calls. We'll play some more sound from Chris Sale. We'll get to the Red Sox winning streak. And later in the show, Trivia Tuesday, as we do every week. All that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It's tough, you know. This whole season's been kind of a grind. You know, everyone talks about last year being the dream season. Personally, this has been kind of the nightmare season. So, you know, obviously I wanted to see it through. Wanted to keep fighting with the guys. You know, we still have a shot.
Again, Chris Sale, it's been that kind of year. It's one of the other elements of the story, and there really are a lot of them. That, okay, fine, the injury is the injury. So Sale's going to miss time. He's out for the balance of this year. Like, that's a given. Going forward, now you have to deal with that contract. But how do you fix this guy? How do you fix him? The Red Sox still have that problem. They put him in styrofoam this year, for crying out loud. And he still got hurt. They babied him as much as you can baby a big league pitcher. And his arm flared up. So, look, I didn't love the approach with Sale from the beginning. I thought they went too far. And frankly, I thought the approach they took with him was wrong. That the right way to do it with a guy like Sale, who can't make it through a full season. Again, that part's not his fault. It is what it is. Most guys can't pitch a whole season and be as good at the beginning as they are or as good at the end as they are at the beginning. Most guys can't do it. That's why good pitchers who are durable make a ton of money because they're rare. So fine. But the way the Red Sox should have done it is the way they did it with Pedro, the way they did it with Lester. Give him a break in the middle of the year. Let him pitch the way he's accustomed to pitching and strike people out and be aggressive, all of it, early in the year, working fast. Then give him a month off in the middle and start it all over again. Because he is not built to go longer than 3 months, maybe four. So instead of giving him a four-month season, give him 2 3-month seasons and see if he can do that. Now it's your only shot. Because what they did this year did not work. Ralph's in Cranston. Ralph, go.
You know, the whole thing is becoming, this team is becoming a sham. First of all, for Sale to ever try to say that he didn't know there was something wrong with him, which is why he signed, and the Red Sox to say they were anything other than morons. So, I mean, everyone said that. Come on, the guy's hurt. You sign him to this type of contract. And, you know, Dombrowski, Kennedy, they make me laugh. Now, Dombrowski saying, oh, he definitely got hurt last Tuesday. Everyone knows that this guy was pitching differently. He was hurt. Why on earth you signed this guy to that contract and gave him max money? But, you know, Tony,
Ralph, let's just stop there, okay? Because, again, you're throwing a little too much at me. But you mentioned Dombrowski's comment from last week. And, Jimmy, if we have that, just let me know when you get it. This was Dombrowski talking about it. I say last week, from the last couple of days.
Saturday.
This was over the weekend. So, again, I was away. This all kinds of runs together. This is Dombrowski from over the weekend when the Red Sox disclosed that that Sale had an elbow issue.
Well, I can't really tell you what's in his MRIs. That's personal information. But this was not in his MRI. This is brand new. This happened Tuesday. There's no question. That's what causes the inflammation. When they read the MRI, they know that it happened on Tuesday.
Okay, so again, when he says this, he means this injury is brand new. It happened on Tuesday. The only way you would know that is to have had a recent MRI, right? In other words, even if they're comparing it to an MRI of a year ago, they say, well, it happened within the last year. So now, look, they can certainly gather something from the level of inflammation in his elbow. But my guess is that the MRI showed a partial tear, and that previous MRIs did not show a partial tear. So now, do I believe that Chris Sale got hurt in his last start against the Cleveland Indians? Yes, I do. I do. Do I believe that he was a time bomb? Yep, I do. And I think the Red Sox were dumb to give him that contract. Mike is in Connecticut on another element of this story. Go ahead, Mike.
Mess. Everyone's been, I feel like there's been a pretty clear consensus here that the Atlanta Braves would be a top prospect as far as making a trade for Mookie Betts and trying to get some pitching in return. But I haven't heard any specifics, so I want to ask you, which pitchers specifically, whether they're prospects or current players in the show with the Atlanta Braves, do you think, if you were Dombrowski or whoever, or just you as a fan, who do you think specifically that we should make a trade for regarding Mookie Betts? Thanks a lot.
Okay, so Mike, I don't know enough about the Braves farm system to start throwing names all around and telling you who they should get in the farm system. And honestly, I don't think it's necessarily going to be a big league pitcher because Betts has only one year left of an honest contract. So if you're a team like the Braves and you are acquiring Mookie Betts, who's got 1 year left, are you going to give up a big league pitcher who's got 4 years left? I mean, that makes no sense. None. Now, look, I think these stories are connected, which is why I took the call, because I think the Red Sox were heading down the road of trading Betts anyway. Now, with Sale injured, don't you have to? Don't you have to trade Betts for pitching?
You absolutely have to.
I don't think you have a choice, Murray.
I think this completely expedites that process. And I'm with you. I think you might have been out, too. There was a report from John Morosi, MLB Network, maybe last Friday, within the last couple of weeks. I think you were out, where he said he had heard from MLB executives, not with the Red Sox, that they're going to take calls this offseason.
Yep, so, I was here for that. Yep.
Okay, so, all right. So that leads you to believe they're going to be doing that anyway. Then you hear Dombrowski's going to be out. I think those two things are linked. And now this, I think it pushes them, whoever the next GM is going to be, to have to at least, you know, strongly consider moving on from it if they can get some young pitching prospects. They have to.
Okay, so here's why I like the Braves as a potential partner. Okay, now the Braves have been theorized for lots of reasons. One, they have a deep farm system. Two, Atlanta's the closest team to Nashville or Tennessee,
yeah,
which is where Betts is from.
Right, it helps out Betts from a proximity standpoint in terms of, you know, his comfort level and if he ever had any issues here with the spotlight and people caring a little bit too much. I can assure you they don't in Atlanta.
Okay, so and you would know, Murray, you worked there. So, but to me, the reason I like it is if Betts does want to go there, then maybe he'll sign there. And maybe he'll sign now.
Right, because you're going to, you know, one of these teams training for him is going to want to know that he's going to sign an extension there, right?
And if he will sign, well, then you can get more for him. You follow me?
Sure.
In other words, the Braves can look at it and say, well, we'll trade for him, but we want to know that we can sign him. Mookie, you interested? And if he says, yeah, well, then A, you know that he never wanted to sign here because he's willing to sign with them. And this whole thing about going to free agency is bullcrap. But you know what? I don't even care about that. At the end of the day, it benefits the Red Sox if Mookie is willing to sign with his new team. Because if he's willing to do that, then you can get more for him. Right? Then you say, you're not just getting him for a year now. You're getting him for eight.
Sure.
So you've got to give us something in return. To me, that's why I'd like to see it be the Braves, because I think there's a better chance of Mookie signing there. Is it Al in his car? Al, what do you got?
Yeah, Matt. I just wanted to ask you guys, look at the contrast in the way the Patriots would handle a situation like this and where the Red Sox management has handled this whole situation with Chris Sale, knowing that he had issues last year. They would never have given him a contract. So it's just a sharp contrast, and just your two cents on what you think.
Yeah, so, Al, look, I tend to agree with you on that one. And I don't typically like to mix the sports because I don't think the rules are the same. So in football, you have non-guaranteed contracts, and injury is a significant part of the risk, and the player career spans are very, very short. And look, there are lots of pitchers that get big contracts that end up pitching right through them and doing well. I had our intern, Cam, look up the list of pitchers in the major leagues who have signed in their mid-30s, and naturally now I can't find the freaking thing, but like Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander signed a big deal, and he did fine. Right? Now, he faded a little bit in the middle, but overall, Justin Verlander's been worth the deal. And in fact, I think you would go so far as to say that when you get right down to it, that Verlander was worth it. In fact, he signed another deal on top of it. John Lester's deal that he signed in his 30s with the Cubs, that's been worth it. Max Scherzer, who's now in his 30s with the Nationals, he's been worth it. Hell, I tell you, the David Price deal is worth it. I'll give you David Price on that one. So they're not all bad deals. But in this case, oh man, you got a pitcher who has a history of fading down the stretch. Last year, he missed the second half of the season. And again, not revisionist history. Murray, myself, countless others said in the spring, you should have waited. This, you don't know for sure that this guy can make it yet. You should have waited. And Dombrowski, as usual, throwing caution to the wind. Just look at the list of pitchers he's acquired who've had injuries. He puts no concern in injury history whatsoever. Drew Pomeranz, bad elbow. Carson Smith, bad elbow, bad shoulder. Tyler Thornburg, bad elbow, thoracic outlet syndrome. Chris Sale, felt like an elbow waiting to happen. Now he's hurt. David Price, a lot of miles on him. He missed a season with an elbow injury. They've all been hurt. He doesn't put any stock in the injury guys at all. None. What a mistake. Murray's got your headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Sox covered. This is the Baseball Reporter's Tony Maserata show that Red Sox Nation turns to first. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Get right back to your calls here in a minute. First time for the Rodenheiser Heat Zone. Who's Hot? Brought to you by our friends at Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electrical. No surprise here. I feel like this guy's been the winner in this all year long. It's really one of two guys. But during an 8-game hitting streak, Rafael Devers is hitting 541. 12 extra base hits in his last eight games, 14 RBI with an OPS of almost 1,700. What a year that guy has had. And this, by the way, it relates directly to the Mookie Betts question, which someone brought up in the last segment. And that is, with Betts now, or with Sale's status, aren't you forced to trade Mookie Betts? Murray says yes. I thought they were going to move him anyway. So let me ask our producer, Jimmy Stewart, because I think there's a way to ask this question in that, let's say you weren't going to trade Betts. Okay, like Felger doesn't want to trade Betts. So let's say you're in that camp. Would this Sale injury be enough to inspire you to trade him?
Yes.
It would be.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I mean, I think it's a significant enough injury where, and this speaks to the problems the Red Sox have in their farm system. The real issue here is that they don't have any players, they don't have any pitchers in their system. So when someone gets hurt, you don't have anyone ready to jump in. That's the problem. So you got to rebuild that now. And the question is, how do you do it? It's going to take a while. So in the interim, if you can get a couple of pieces with Mookie, you do it. Alex is in his car on the Chris Sale injury. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for taking my call. Great show. Two quick points. Number one, wouldn't the Red Sox be better off just ripping the Band-Aid, having Sale get the Tommy John surgery, miss a season, and then come back stronger? And then the second point is, you think it's the worst contract, but say they do that, he comes back and he pitches great the rest of the contract, and there are pitchers that have done that. And then they win a World Series, and it's actually all worth it in the end.
So, Alex, look, and you ask to me what is an interesting question, and it's a good topic of discussion. What's the better way to go? Wait it out, not cut the elbow, and then see what Sale is like? And, again, I am operating under the premise that there's a tear in there. Like, I just don't think the thing flared up for no reason. So he was pitching great against Cleveland last week. All of a sudden, he gets to the last two innings and gives up two runs in each. And he goes from a one-run outing to a five-run outing. Like, don't you look at the last two innings of that and say something changed? He probably got hurt. So now, if you listen to Sale today, Sale says that he was stiff in the days immediately after the start. I'm willing to bet that his arm was bothering him when he came off the mound that night. Again, I think they're only giving you limited information. I don't think the Red Sox are giving you an honest picture as to what really happened there. So I think he did it. You know, did it actually tear in the game? I think it probably did. And so the question is now is exactly what you said. What do? Do you wait it out and see if you can get by without surgery? Or do you go in and you just say, you know what? We're going to miss a year. We don't have a choice. We're going to miss a year, but at least in the last four, we'll have a pretty good idea of what we're going to get. I would rather the second thing. I'm with you. If you got four out of the 5 years and you miss the first one, but you get a Chris Sale who's more like the guy last year than this year, I'll take it. In the first half of last year, I'm talking about. I'll take it. I would make that trade. But you're telling me he's going to come back with a compromised elbow, throwing 92 miles an hour, and be like the guy this year for the length of the contract? What good is that to me? I'd rather take a chance on the surgery. Why the hell would I want a compromised pitcher who's going to be something less than a $30 million arm? I'd rather have a $30 million arm for 4 years than a $15 million arm for five. That's the point. I would rather have that. So now, what would the Red Sox prefer? I don't know. And this is another story in this thing. Does the team want him to have the surgery? Does he want to have the surgery? What if they disagree? The last time I checked, I believe the team has the right to dictate medical care. So, you know, I don't know if this clause has changed in the bargaining agreement, but if a player doesn't want to have surgery and a team thinks he should, the team ultimately wins out. Believe it or not, the team wins out. Now, that may have changed under the terms of the bargaining agreement, but if they're paying the player and it's their money, they get to decide. In the case of Masahiro Tanaka with the Yankees, I'm not sure ultimately whether they were in agreement or not. Typically, the sides try to work it out. And they don't go to any sort of grievance, and there isn't any sort of process. You know, a legal process. But it can get complicated. Before we get back to your calls, I want to give you the Big Y matchup of the game. Presented by Big Y World Class Market. Big Y serving the Massachusetts community for over 80 years. Tonight's a tough one. because you have an interleague game. The Red Sox have Brian Johnson going, only limited history against the Phillies. Johnson has limited history against most people, but I'll pick one of the bigger names on that Phillies roster for you. Bryce Harper, 1-for-2 off of Johnson with a double and a run scored. Gene Segura is 0-for-4 against Brian Johnson. On the other side, Aaron Nola, if you remembered, really stuffed the bats down the Red Sox throats a year ago. This Red Sox roster, 3-for-25 against Nola with 8 strikeouts. Brock Holt had one of the hits. He was 1-for-2. Mookie Betts, 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. Those are your big Y matchups of the game. As we do every Tuesday, first five callers of the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. And again, that's the contest line. You'll have the chance to participate in Trivia Tuesday when we come back. Okay, and you know the drill. You have to answer 3 questions correctly. You will get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's, the official pizza of baseball fans. And get this, you will be automatically entered for a 3-night stay at the Tamarind Aruba All-Inclusive Resort that's provided by the Aruba Tourism Authority, travel courtesy of JetBlue. So we've had 2 winners already. Murray informs me that we had a winner last week.
That is correct.
Murray's, there you go. That's a sound that Jimmy will play every time there's a right answer. And so, Murray, we now have 2 people who have qualified for the drawing. So we now have enough names to actually have a drawing.
Right. It's a coin flip right now.
Okay. They're very right. There will be 2 people in the drawing. We'll continue to do this every Tuesday through the end of the season. So we could have a maximum of what, like 6 or 7 people in there, somewhere in there? I know, never do math on the air, Jimmy. That's an excellent point by you. So again, at worst, you get a $100 gift card to the Tamarind Aruba. I'm sorry, the $100 gift card to Bertucci's. too much time away. You get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's if you can answer 3 questions in a row, and you'll be entered for a 3-night stay at the Tamarind Aruba All-Inclusive Resort provided by the Aruba Tourism Authority, and again, travel courtesy of JetBlue. Contest line, 617-931-0985. You know what? You can also call the show line, and we'll get you in on Trivia Tuesday, 617-779-0985. That is next.
The Baseball Reporters, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the Baseball Reporters.
Which makes all the sense in the world if you're the Red Sox.
With Tony Mazzarotta, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Trivia Tuesday on the Baseball Reporter. This is where your baseball knowledge can lead to fabulous prizes. And now, here's your host, Tony Mazzarotta. All right, you all know the drill. Here we go. You answer 3 questions correctly in a row, no wrong answers, you get a $100 gift card to Bertucci's, and you'll be entered into a drawing for a 3-day trip to the Tamarind Aruba All-Inclusive Resort, travel courtesy of JetBlue. And the trip is courtesy of the Aruba Tourism Authority. So I see you lined up. We'll get right to your attempts here on the Baseball Reporters. And again, we've had 2 winners so far. So there were 2 people in the drawing. And we'll see whether or not you can be the third. So, Jimmy, I'm assuming, it's not Billy back there, it's B-Rob. These are in order of weight. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So our Al is in Haverhill. He's our first caller. Al, you there? Let me try that again. Al,
yeah,
you there?
Yeah,
okay, here you go. Here's your first question. You ready? Al, have you called in before?
No.
No. Okay. Your connection sucks, by the way. So if I can't get an answer from you and the clock runs out, that's your problem. Here you go. The Red Sox acquired Chris Sale from the Chicago White Sox following the 2015 season for 2 prospects. No, I'm sorry, 16 season. In any case, 2 prospects to the White Sox for Chris Sale. Name either one of the prospects they traded.
Yoan Moncada.
Yoan Moncada is correct. Good job. Yes, thank you. You'll notice that Jimmy will play a sound effect that gives you the right answer. Jimmy, just so the caller is aware, can you play the sound effect for a wrong answer? Okay, there you go. You ready, Al?
Yep.
Okay, this one's really easy as a second question. I mean, I'm looking to enter people in here, Al. Okay? I'm looking to enter people.
All right.
Nice. The fatal disease known as ALS is officially known, medically known, as amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. But it is more commonly known as the disease named for this player in Hall of Famer. Who is he?
Oh, geez, this was an easy one. Is it?
I mean, does it get any easier than that one? Seriously, Murray.
I mean,
no, don't give the answer.
No, I know it's
ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, named for this player and Hall of Famer. See, this is what we're dealing with. Even when we want to give it away. God. Nick in New Hampshire. Nick, you there?
Marshfield, but yes, Tony, I'm here, and I don't know how that guy didn't get that question.
Okay, it's Nick in Marshfield. Sorry. I don't know. It says New Hampshire here. In any case. All right, Nick, here you go. Where's Alex Cora from, the country? Where's he from?
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is correct. Good job. Okay, there you go. Okay. Question number two. The Red Sox have retired the numbers of 10 players in their history. I want you to name four of them, and let me just tell you that the number 42 that is retired for Jackie Robinson does not count, as every team has retired number 42. So give me four of the 10 numbers the Red Sox have retired in their history and tell me who wore them.
Okay, 34, David Ortiz.
Correct.
Number 8, Carlo Yastrzemski.
Yep.
Number 9, Ted Williams.
Yep.
And number 6, Carlton Fisk. Oh, no.
Hold on. Jimmy, let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go. Good God. Number 6, Carlton Fisk. He was close. He was close. God, you people suck. Jay's in Grafton. Jay, you there?
Absolutely.
Okay, Jay, here you go. The current manager of the Philadelphia Phillies was a member of the 2004 Red Sox that broke the curse of the Bambino. Who is he?
Oh,
oh my God.
Bill Miller?
Bill Miller is incorrect. Oh, my God.
It's actually Trot Nixon.
Yeah, Orlando Cabrera.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Of course, Bill Miller, special assistant for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Love all two.
My gosh. Okay, we try to work current events into the trivia, too. Steve in Foxborough. Steve, you there?
Yeah, Tony.
Okay, here you go. If Chris Sale needs surgery, he will need an elbow procedure named after a longtime left-handed pitcher who pitched for both the Dodgers and the Yankees, most notably in the 70s. Name the pitcher for whom this elbow surgery is named.
Oh, this is going to hurt my brain. Tommy John.
Tommy John is correct. Good job. There you go. It's not that tough.
Yes, Kate Carlton.
Yeah, Frank Tanana. Okay, here you go. Last week against the Cleveland Indians, Red Sox infielder Rafael Devers became the latest Red Sox player to get 6 hits in a game. Devers went 6 for 6 last week against the Indians. The last Red Sox player to accomplish this before Devers, listen closely, did so in 2003 against the same Philadelphia Phillies who the Red Sox face tonight. Who was that player?
Oh, gosh. Nomar Garciaparra?
Nomar is correct. Nomar is correct. Very good. Very good. Okay, here you go. This is to get into the drawing. This is a little bit of a toughie, but let's see how you do. Okay, Red Sox lefty Eduardo Rodriguez currently owns, a 14-5 record, which translates into a .737 winning percentage. Okay, both of those are best on the team among starters. Name the last Red Sox pitcher, and listen closely, to win at least 14 games and have a win percentage of 737 or greater. And here's your hint. He did it 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah. Chris Sale?
Chris Sale is incorrect. It's incorrect. It was a good bid. Good bid. It was not Chris Sale. That's a sneaky, toughy one. It's a sneaky, tough one. Because you wouldn't necessarily guess this guy. I know I wouldn't, and that should be a hint, too. No, it isn't David Price either, Murray. There's another hint for you. Brian Edgar. Brian, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here you go. Again, we like to focus on current events. Red Sox pitcher. Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale recently left the team to see a renowned orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arm injuries. Name the doctor.
Dr. James Andrews?
Very good. James Andrews is correct. Yep, good job. Andrews is a big one. Okay. Next question. Rafael Devers recently eclipsed 100 RBI. Name the last Red Sox third baseman to have 100 or more RBI in a season. And again, here's your hint. It happened in 2010.
Oh, man.
I need an answer.
You.
He said Kevin Youkilis. That is incorrect. Not Kevin Youkilis. 2010 should have been a giveaway. Should have been a giveaway. That's it. We're through all five players, right, Jimmy? No winners this week?
That's it.
Murray, do you want to take... You know what? I'm going to give you the answers on this, and I shouldn't. Because we have a little bit of time. 2010, third baseman, 100 RBIs. Anybody know it?
Adrian Beltre?
Adrian Beltre is correct. Adrian Beltre is the last Red Sox third baseman with 100 RBI. 2 years ago, the pitcher that had at least 14 wins and a win percentage of 737 or greater.
Drew Pomerantz?
Drew Pomerantz is correct.
I was going to guess Porcel Blow.
Drew Pomerantz went...
One more, Maz. What do you got?
That Pomerantz one seems fake.
No, that's true. He went 17.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Good trade. Good trade, Dombrowski. Yeah.
He went 17-6 that year.
Good trade.
He did.
Big win.
Adam
big
Jones.
Win. Big win for Big Dave.
Adam Jones coming up here.
Hey, Maz, I'm one answer away from winning a trip here. Or a gift card or something.
Jimmy, we'd love to send you to Aruba. One-way ticket.
I know.
Adam Jones coming up. What do you got?
By the way, number six is retired by the Red Sox. It's just not Carlton Fisk.
Correct.
Well, we're going to start with the most overrated draft pick in Bill Belichick's tenure. That would be Jimmy Garoppolo. Throwing picks should have been more than what he threw last night. And stinking up the joint for the San Francisco 49ers. We will get to him. Some thoughts on Demaryius Thomas as well. Whether or not fans expect anything out of him. Do you even expect him to make the team? I don't. And we'll get to a few other items as well with this Patriots team.
Jimmy Garoppolo, the next quarterback of the Patriots, still Adam Jones. Murray's got your headlines, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.